If you asked an older adult if they could change one thing about their childhood, what would it be? A fair amount would say they wish they would have followed their dreams. They wish they would have been more themselves. You never hear an adult say, "Nothing, my life was perfect." You never hear someone my age say that for that matter. This is because too many people have hidden their talents, their likings, their uniqueness, and their dreams under a rock and only showed the world what society wanted to see. It is for this reason I believe in self-expression. I'm not going to bore you with the cliches you probably hear once a week, things like be yourself and be the best you you can be. While these statements are true, they are heard so many times that, at least for me, they go in one ear and out the other. If I sat here and recited those quotes for 3 minutes, that would be unoriginal and would be hypocritical since I'm talking about the importance of originality. I believe in self-expression because there are so many aspects to it that we don't think about. Self-expression can be simply wearing that band shirt you wanted, or getting a piercing and not caring that people are going to label you simply because of a piece of metal. I used to be scared of sharing the things that I liked because sometimes the books that I read were long and had big words, and I didn't want to be called weird or labeled a nerd in second grade. Other times, my friends had one opinion while I was the only one who had another. I let people make fun of the things that I loved because I hadn't found my voice. Finding your voice can lead to another form of self-expression, which is taking a stand. Don't be afraid to show what you are passionate about by defending those things or defending your opinion. You can be spirited and fired up without having to be ignorant. Be open-minded, but don't give up on your thoughts so easily because someone else thinks differently. Sometimes when I find myself worrying that I'm not going to fit in, I think about what life will be like 14 or 15 years from now. If I allow myself to only appreciate the things that other people appreciate, then I will never know how to speak my mind and I'll end up settling or failing, and that is honestly my biggest fear. However, if I choose to speak up and express myself honestly, my chances of living my idea of a good life will be easier to reach. By telling people my interests, I'll have a better chance of pursuing a career in something that makes me happy. That's the ultimate goal in my eyes, being happy. Nowadays, people constantly hate on others who have their heads in the clouds and think differently than everybody else. While these people may be labeled as unrealistic, without them we wouldn't have music, cell phones, our beloved social media, or even basic electricity. Some people may be discouraged by this and the other harsh words of our society, but in the end it will pay off. Individuality and originality are the keys to living in a successful world. You need to be able to accept and understand a few things before you can truly express yourself and be who you want to be. You have to accept that people will judge. No matter who you are or what you do, someone isn't going to like it. The sooner you are okay with this, the sooner you will feel free to express who you truly are. My whole life, I have been surrounded by people who tried to tell me who to be. And when I finally did the things that I enjoyed, the things that I wanted to do, and ignored the snide remarks they gave me, I was happier in my own skin. Sometimes it's okay to do things for yourself, and don't let anyone say differently. So next time you want to crawl under a rock and never come out because you're afraid to be you, think about how in a few years from now, when you are asked, what is one thing about your childhood you can change, and how you want to be the person that says nothing. Think about how you not only want to believe in expressing yourself, but you also want to learn how to achieve it too.